This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Godish Shalo Lukat Tachtov, Kolano Geya Ba'aretz, Harehu Shalaniyim. If a person gathers his grains into a stack without first checking if there are fallen grains on the ground beneath it, which would belong to the poor, everything touching the ground must be given to the poor as a kanas midrabanan. It's a rabbinic fine for not having checked first. Haruach shepizra es ho'amarin, oyim din oiso kama leket hi uyalasais, v'naisein la'aniyim. If the wind scatters sheaves of gathered grains over an area from which the poor have not yet collected, we must estimate how much was likely to have fallen there and give that much to the poor. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Naisein la'aniyim b'kedei nefila. Reb Shimon Gamliel said that it is not necessary to estimate each time, since there is a set amount that is assumed to have fallen, which is 1/45 of the total amount, and that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. Shibailis Shibakotzer, Veroshai Magia Lakoma, Im Nikzeres Im Hakoma, Harehi Shalbalabayas, V'im Lav Harehi Shalaniyim. A person who overlooks a stalk and does not harvest it, and then notices it before he has harvested the nearby stalks. As long as the forgotten stalk is close enough that it can be bent to reach the nearby stalks, and also can be harvested together with them with a single swing of the sickle, he may still harvest it. Otherwise, it must be left for the poor. Shibailis shaleket, shenis orva bagodish, maase shibailis achas v'noisin loy. If a stalk of leket got mixed into the owner's piles of produce, the owner must take a stalk, separate its maaser from a different stalk, and give it to the poor, since the original leket is exempt from miser, it's pater from miser, it is unfair to give the poor an untithed stalk in its instead. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, v'cheheicha ani hazeh, machle dover shalo bar berishusai. Rabbi Eliezer said that since no poor person claimed that particular leket, no one has the authority to trade it in for another, so you don't have to. Ela mezake esa ani bekol hagodish umaisa shibolis achas v'noisin loy. Rather, the owner must give the entire pile to a poor person so that the poor person can trade the leket stalk for another. Then the poor person gives the rest of the pile back to the owner, and that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Ein Megalgalin B'Toifeach, Divrei Remeir. Remeir said that one may not use a water wheel to pour so much water on the field that it will be muddy when the poor come to gather the fallen grains. V'chachomim Matirin M'mnesha Efsher. The Chachomim permit this, since the owner can estimate how many of the fallen grains were ruined in the mud, and give them other grains to compensate the poor. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. Bal habayis shehaya over mimakom lemakom, v'tzarech litol leket shikha upeya umaiser ani yitol, u'kashiyachse lebesai yishalem divrei Rabbi Eliezer. If a wealthy landowner went traveling and had no food with him, and was forced to take leket, shikha, peya, or maisa ani from someone else's field, Reb Eliezer said that he may do so, and then repay the poor when he returns home. The Chachamim, Aymrim, ani haya ba'aisa shah. The Chachamim said that he need not repay it at all, since he was considered poor at the time when he was traveling, and therefore he's eligible for that food coming from leket, shikra, peyo, or maiser ani, and therefore he does not have to pay it back. That's the end of Mishneh Daled. Masechtas Peya, Perek He, Mishneh He. Hamachlif im ho'aniyim b'shalo pater u'b'shaloniyim chayiv. If a person trades his food with the poor in exchange for their leket, shikra, peyo, what they give him is exempt from tithing it, pata from meiser, but what he gives them is obligated. What he gives them, it's chayv and meiser. Therefore, he must first take meiser for it from it before he gives it to the poor. Shnayim shekiblu es asada barisas ze noisin laze chelkoi meiser ani veze noisin laze chelkoi meiser ani. If two partners received a crop-sharing contract, an agreement to work the field and split the produce, and they're both poor, they may give one another their maaser ani. Hamekabel sada liktzor aser beleket shechupeya umaiser ani. A crop-sharer may not take for himself leket shechupeya or maaser ani, even if he is poor. Amar Reb Yehuda Emosai, Bizman Shekibo Mimenu Lemechza, Leshlish Ulerevi. Reb Yehuda said that this is true if his portion is a half, or a third, or a quarter of the standing crops, such that it belongs to him somewhat when he goes and he cuts it down and harvests it. Aval im omar loy shlish masha ata koitzit shalach muta beleket shikhu peya v'asa b'maiser ani. However, if he agrees to a third or any percentage of what he has harvested, meaning he takes possession and ownership only after the harvest, he is permitted to take leket shikhen peya, but not Maiser Ani, and that is the end of Mishneh Hay. Masechtas Peya, Perek Hay, Mishneh Vav. Hamoicher es sadehu, hamoicher mutter v'halokeach aser. If a person sells his field together with its unharvested crop, the seller may take from the leket, the shikhan peya, since it no longer belongs to him, but the buyer may not. Lo yisker odom es hapoyalim al menash yelakev benoy achrov. One may not stipulate with a poor field hand that only the field hand's son will be allowed to follow him to pick up the fallen grains. Mi she'enoy meniach es haniyim lilkait, oy shu meniach es echad ve echad loy, oy shu mesayeye es echad mehen harize goizel es huaniyim. A person who does not allow the poor to gather the fallen grains, or allow one to but not the other, he doesn't allow another one, or helps one of them, is guilty of stealing from the poor. Al ze nemar al tasig gvul oilem. Of this it is written, do not steal the property of those on the rise, which is an expression for those who have fallen into poverty. It really means the opposite, those who are fallen down and they're poor. Do not steal the property of those who are poor. And this is what a person is doing when you hold back aniyim from collecting leket shikopeya. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtos Peya, Perek He, Mishnah Zayin. Ha'oimer sheshakhu payalim, velo shakhu balabayis, or shakhu balabayis, velo shakhu payalim, or amdu aniyim befanav, o shechifu bekash. All these cases are not shekha. If the workers forgot a sheaf of grain, but the owner did not forget it, or the owner forgot it, but the workers did not, or if the poor people stood in front of it or covered it with hay so that the owner would overlook it and leave it for them, all of these cases is not considered shekha, and that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtos Peya, Perek He, Mishnah Ches. Hamamer le chayvois ule kum sa'ois lacharara vila amarim ein lai shikha. If a person gathers his sheaves into small temporary piles, pits, circles, or with intent to tie them together into bigger sheaves and forgets some on the way, it is not considered shikha. Mi menu valagairin yeshlo shikha. If he then carries them from those piles to the threshing floor and forgets some on the way, it is shikha. Hamamir lagodish yeshlo shikha. If he gathers sheaves into a stack with intent to thresh it there and forgets some on the way, it is considered shikha. Mi menu valagoyrin ain't like shikha. If he then changes his mind and carries them from the stack to the threshing floor and forgets some on the way, it is not shikha. Zeh haklal, kol hamamer lemakom shehu gamar melacha yesh loy shikha. This follows the general rule that when carrying produce to a place where it will be fully processed, in this case threshed, the laws of shikha apply. Mi menu valagoyren ein loy shikha. Afterwards, when it is carried from there to the threshing floor, shikha does not apply. Lamakam she'enu gemar melacha ein lo shikha. When carrying produce to a place where it is not fully processed, such as the piles, the pits, and circles discussed above, shikha does not apply. Mi menu valagayren yesh lo shikha. Afterwards, when they are carried from there to the threshing floor, shikha applies. And that is the end of Mishnah Ches.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.